All right, my little thespians. In today's class, we do scene work. I'm going to partner you off. Amy, you're with Chad. Bryce, go with Kyle, but do try to keep your hands to yourself. I don't want to have to hear about another incident. Amber and Jake. No, actually, Amber and Caitlin. Jake, you'll be with Stella, who, with any luck, will rise to the occasion. Okay, I think that's everybody. Take five to smoke a joint, over-caffeinate, and familiarize yourselves with each other's instruments.
On a scale of suicidal to full-body ecstasy, how bummed are you that he didn't pair you up with Amber?
Ouch. Amber's hot, no doubt, but I didn't actually sign up for this class to hook up. I'm here to hone my craft and make it into the showcase.
And what happens when you make it into the showcase?
Then I wow every agent, manager, and casting agent in the audience and book a meaty reoccurring role on an HBO series that runs for a few years. Until I'm cast as a smarmy villain in a superhero franchise and blow everyone away with my depth and my range and my slick titties dance moves.
I see. So you're going for a Sarah Jessica Parker or Sam Rockwell kind of thing?
Absolutely.
How very slick titties of you. Speaking of, do women take issue with you utilizing that particular phrase in this post-Me Too cultural climate of ours?
Only the ones who don't get it. What about you? What kind of acting trajectory do you see yourself taking?
The none whatsoever kind.
Then why are you here? Are you like a narc or something?
Yeah, I'm part of an undercover sting operation investigating the child trafficking ring Barry has been running out of the basement.
You are not.
Can't put anything past you, Jake. No, I'm not. I'm a writer. And as much as I hate acting and actors and being on stage and emoting, all the great screenwriters talk about how important it is to experience the acting process firsthand so as to write stronger characters. So here I am. Acting.
What do you have against actors?
Only their constant need for attention and validation, plus the narcissism. Not to mention the draining, vampiric extroversion that makes them loud and hammy and over-the-top and annoying. It's exhausting being around you guys. No offense or anything.
None taken. I made peace with my hammy, vampiric, over-the-top narcissism when I was 15.
Break's over, little thespians. I have scenes to assign and scripts to dole out. Chop, chop.